In the sutra, the expression uses punya skanda, which Khonsa translates as heap of merit. Skanda is literally a heap of merit. Red Pine, in his translation, he thinks it's better to translate it as body of merit, which is actually quite expressive. And it relates to one of the big themes of Mahayana Buddhism, that spiritual life should be seen in terms of what are called the two accumulations. The accumulation of merit and the accumulation of wisdom, the punya sambara and the jnana sambara. You can look at your spiritual practice in these two terms, and they're both crucial in spiritual practice. In the depictions in Buddhist art, perhaps can't see them so clearly on these tankas, the head halo is said to represent the accumulation of wisdom, the jnana sambara. The body halo, which is actually, you know, much bigger, is said to represent the accumulation of merit. So you could then think of merit as a kind of aura that you're building up, a kind of body, as it were, that you're building up. You're accumulating positive spiritual qualities which are expanding your sense of yourself very positively. You can think of building up, as it were, a sort of merit body, so to speak, enriching yourself, expanding yourself, broadening yourself. You're sort of building your character, as it were, through spiritual work, through spiritual practice, through living, through generosity and the other paramitas. So this is very, very important to build this up, to build up this body of merit. And on the basis of this, wisdom will become possible. In the sutra, the Buddha is saying that if your generosity, your giving, is unlimited, undefined, unsupported, then the merit is vast, immeasurable. The message here is that self-interest limits the riches that arise from generosity. Self-interest limits the riches, the merit arises from your generous activity. And the Bodhisattva wants there to be immeasurable merit. He wants endless good things to arise from his practice of the paramitas, not for his personal enjoyment, but so that innumerable beings can benefit. He will, of course, enjoy this very much. It's, you know, the body of merit is very, very enjoyable indeed, very pleasurable. But he wants that so that it can benefit people on a vast scale. He desires to enrich all beings, so he wants to create a vast body of merit. And this anticipates what is the whole, you know, mythology, if you like, or even theory of building the Buddha field, creating the Buddha's pure land, the Buddha field. Bodhisattvas, out of their merit, are said to create perfect conditions for spiritual practice. This is called the Buddha field, the pure land, the most famous being Amitabha in his pure land. But it's created out of the body of merit. If we think of the Bodhisattva not so much as one person, but more as a spiritual force, as it were, a kind of, transpersonal spiritual energy, even, that inspires a community, a widening community, we can think of all of us participating in the practice of selfless generosity, of selfless practice to enrich the world and to bring actual, tangible benefits to the world so that they can live a meaningful life. We enrich the world with material, psychological and spiritual gifts endlessly. So let's just read finally the sutra. The Lord said, "Even so, the heap of merit of that Bodhi being who unsupported gives a gift is not easy to measure. That is why, Subhuti, those who have set out in the Bodhisattva vehicle should give gifts without being supported by the notion of a sign."